This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I'm going to talk to you about the development of God consciousness, the development of your higher self. We have the concept in our material lives that spiritual life is something we have to develop. In a sense, that's true. But there's a higher sense to it that needs to be understood for you to make effective use of your free will. And that is that you're not trying to learn spiritual life. We've covered before on the program that we have all the good qualities of the Lord because we are part and parcel of the Lord. And so those divine qualities can manifest in us externally. And generally speaking, they're appreciated for being of a higher level, of a higher intention. The issue isn't that we have to develop something foreign or new to develop those good qualities, godly qualities. We are simply reviving it or uncovering it. Now, the only way that this can be true is if God-conscious, spiritually evolved consciousness is our natural state. It isn't something we're developing or making an artificial imposition or some sort of development or some sort of covering to make ourselves spiritual. It's the opposite. We are simply removing the contamination such that our natural, normal state of consciousness can be revived and exhibit itself. So this opens the door to a higher concept of spiritual life in that it's not that one or the other person can attain it. It's dormant in everyone. It's just a matter of which process and to what degree and how you use your free will in reviving it. Now, generally speaking, the revival process starts like any other process, and that is cleaning it, cleansing the misconceptions, cleansing the illusion that come with just having a material body. These bodies are temporary. They are full of mistakes. They're full of miseries. We tend to become illusioned. So many things that are factors that contribute to our materialistic conception of life, covering our spiritual conception of life, that are all related back to the imposition of taking material body. So it isn't that one person can become spiritual and another can't. Everyone can if they have the will and they follow a prescribed method. Purification. You're supposed to purify your existence. Now, I did a program not long ago just simply about that, the purifactory processes that are necessary to allow your good divine qualities to come forward again. We have tendencies, decision-making, concepts, values, relationships, desires, that all are relative to the body's covering. Now, for example, you can take a look at different species of life. I don't care any particular one. Let's take some birds. There are birds that can peck a hole in the steep side of a cliff and make home in it. They'll take all the sticks and branches and this and that and the other thing into the hole that they've pecked out and make it a home. And they feel comfortable there. They feel safe there. They have children there. They raise a family there. They come and go with food, etc. It's all a conception. Some living entities take on the body of a cow or a calf or a dog or a cat, and they exhibit all of the characteristics of a cat or a dog or a cow. Now, it's not the living entity that is exhibiting those. It's the covering. Well, in the human form of life, the covering tends to make us selfish and godless. So it's necessary in a human form of life, if you wish to revive your higher self, to show and exhibit your divine qualities, to become the best person you can become, that you cleanse off those misconceptions. The dog or the cat or the cow cannot do this. Those of us that are very fortunate to be in the human form of life, we are the only ones who can consciously remove the misconceptions. We can actually develop a spiritual perspective of life, even though we're in a body that's contaminating us from accepting that point of view. In the beginning of spiritual life, it's prescribed that you purify your existence. There are certain rules and regulations that are presented such that it keeps you from falling down, keeps you from falling back, because that's always a problem if you make some progress, but then you slip and fall back. Take the alcoholic. He's going, I got to give it up. Okay, I'm going to give it up. He goes, gets all these varieties of help. And they say, okay, don't do this, do that. Don't do this, do that. And gradually, gradually, gradually. And then suddenly there's a party going on and he gets back into the alcohol. Oh my gosh, he's right back where he started. He fell back. Well, we're all in that situation in the material world that the body is of temptation. The body itself, the senses, the sense objects, the desires that well up within you, all of these things tend to contaminate the pure consciousness of the living being from reviving his eternal God-conscious perspective. So this is a very unique set of circumstances for those in the human form of bodies. So along with the benefits of the human form of body, comes the responsibility that this is the window of opportunity for you. You can't make these adjustments. You can't make these analyses. You can't purify your existence. You can't increase your exhibition of your divine qualities unless you're in this human form. So this is why in the Vedic literature it says the human form of life is a very special opportunity and not to be missed, not to be neglected. But we have a society that is neglecting it left, right, and center. Everyone is allowing their desires to take precedent over the development of their understanding. There are people that know many of the things they do are not good for them, but they still do it. Now, this is not intelligent at all, is it? If you know it's not good for you and you do it, why are you doing harm to yourself? This is silly. So the Vedic literature says, approach the spiritual master and he prescribes for you the do's and don'ts, such that you don't fall down and you do make advancement. Now, this is just intelligent, just like going to a professor, teach me this particular subject. You go there to listen. You don't listen to others. And the professor has a skill and ability, and he educates you. And you come away with knowledge. Well, in the human form of life, you are supposed to do just that. Go to the spiritual master and inquire. And let the spiritual master advise you and train you and teach you how to purify your existence, how to control your mind and senses, how to release the good qualities inherent within you. So if you want to get away from the sufferings and anxieties your life is imposing on you, this is the prescribed method. It isn't that you just simply do what you want to do. You aren't in a position to be able to prescribe your own medication. The spiritual master is the one who is a completely purified soul, no self-interest, no material desire. He comes on a mission from the Supreme Lord as the Lord's representative to deliver knowledge to those living entities in the human form of life, such that they can guide their way out by following his instructions. So this is a very intelligent approach. You're not going to create your own method. You're going to follow the prescribed method, the bona fide method. It's like if you have an illness, you're not going to say, I'll prescribe some medicine for myself. No. Even doctors don't do that. They still go to another doctor to get an outside opinion and have them prescribe medicine. So it's important that you see the spiritual master as the spiritual doctor. And he's trying to purify your existence with his instructions. And he's trying to cleanse the misconceptions off of your consciousness and give you guidance how to keep it that way. How to continue to revive your spiritual consciousness without duplicity, without falling back, without fear of failure. There's not many things in this material world, endeavors in this world, that you aren't faced with the possibility it won't work. But if you approach a spiritual master as a representative of the Supreme Lord, who is empowered with the knowledge to cure your disease of material conception of life, with it comes the guarantee that you will be purified and you will revive your lost consciousness. Now, this is a huge thing in any endeavor in life to get a guarantee. I guarantee you before you start that at the end you're going to get what you want. Whoa, that's pretty cool. But this is in spiritual life. This is in the level of consciousness. This is in the level of understanding. This is in the level of purification. This is in the level of happiness. This is in the level of perfection. And it's being guaranteed if you follow the instructions of the spiritual master. It's stated that by the mercy of Lord Krishna, you get the spiritual master. And by the grace of the spiritual master, you revive your eternal relationship with Lord Krishna. So it's a double bonus. It's a double caring for you. You can go on and struggle and fight and try to prescribe your own medicine. You can tell yourself, oh, I can fix it. You can tell yourself, oh, I won't be influenced by this. You can tell yourself, oh, I won't fall down. You can create all these misconceptions. You can rationalize your way through your entire lifetime. Or you can go to the spiritual master's books and read, understand, and follow his instructions, and you're guaranteed to reach the perfection, the success of purified consciousness, reviving your God consciousness, your love of God, and returning to the spiritual world after the end of this material body. You need to understand early on that the material body is a significant cause of problems. In the Vedic literature, it said that we all suffer from threefold miseries of life. Those sufferings caused by our own mind and body is the first category. That's your biggest hassle. Then it's those sufferings caused by other living entities upon you. Then it's those sufferings caused by the environment, the atmosphere, the place, material nature. So, if you break it down like that, you see these three categories are the source of all of the issues you have. And the Vedic literature says the most significant one is your own mind and body. Purifying one's existence is an early task, an early skill, should I say, to develop. If you develop the understanding of how to purify your consciousness and not fall back from any advancement you make, this is amazingly significant in the liberating yourself from the cycle of birth and death and all of the other sufferings that are inherent in having a material body. The Vedic literature and the teachings of the spiritual master are the culmination of all of the experiences of all of the saints and sages and great mystic personalities and representatives of the Supreme Lord, and even incarnations of the Supreme Lord, because they are all teaching the same things. They are all reiterating the same purified path. They don't concoct or create anything. The path has been figured out, analyzed, understood, laid out, explained clearly, repeatedly, in many languages, and in many perspectives, and in many points of view, simply so that anyone who makes contact with it will receive the benefit of purifying their existence and coming to the platform of spiritual life. So, as I said in the beginning, we're not trying to develop something. We're trying to revive something. So you must have an understanding, a gentle understanding of yourself. that you will have problems in this material world. You will exhibit qualities and characteristics you're not proud of. You will have difficulties imposed upon you that you don't want. And you can still overcome all of these by following the instructions of the spiritual master faithfully. Even if you don't understand why, even if some of the things seem odd to you, even if it's not really your thing. But if you do follow the instructions of the spiritual master, there is a guarantee that you will be purified because of the potency of the solution, because it's an authorized solution. And if you accept that method as given by the spiritual master, purify your existence, you can soon, I mean very soon, in a very short period of time, look back on your life before you started following the spiritual master, as opposed to where you stand today, and realize how much advancement you've actually made. This realization gives you the encouragement and the understanding and the perspective to realize this is a very powerful process. All of the things I thought were insurmountable have been conquered. They've already been diminished significantly, and gradually they will be vanquished completely. When these misconceptions and contaminations and impurities that are upon you because of the body are vanquished, your true spiritual consciousness is released, and your success in becoming a purified soul, developing love of God, is achieved. The guarantee is delivered. So this is a very unique set of circumstances, where the living entity gets the opportunity to know he's going to be successful when he starts. And it's explained to him by the teachings of the spiritual master how that's possible and why it's possible to guarantee. And it gives you encouragement, a determination to achieve the end goal. Because if you don't work into the spiritual strata, if you don't revive your original self, the suffering continues. The misconceptions continue. The unprovoked calamities bombarding your life. I see it so constantly, it seems. People are their own worst enemy. They don't know when to shut up. They don't know when to change. They don't know when to say no. They don't know what is good for them. They don't know what to avoid. They don't know what to accept. It's such a tragedy because there's such a good person there. But they're uneducated. Their environment, their association, their history, their upbringing has not delivered them this perspective of life where they come to the platform on their own, empowered and successful. For all of the great beings that are inside of this temporary artificial material body, this is knowledge. This is encouragement. This is what is required to get out of the cycle of birth and death. We've covered before how you do a lifetime of activities, and it's a mixture of good and bad results. And you thereby, at the time of death, you take another birth to receive those results, some good and some bad. The intelligent person tries to increase the good and reduce the bad, such that his next life, or his later in this life, will improve. But this improvement simply brings you to the human form of life. And when you get to the human form of life, doing it again isn't enough. You need to understand how to completely release yourself from the attachment to a material body. This detachment process comes automatically if you become attached to the spiritual teachings of the spiritual master. So if you become attached over here on the right in one instance, you will automatically become detached over here on the left. And the spiritual master is the via media that instructs you. What you're looking for is over here on the purified side. It's not over here on the let yourself do anything you want side. because this is the human form of life. You've earned it. Your karmic work, your desires, your determination has got you a human form. My goodness, recognize how valuable that is, how wonderful that is, what a good credit it is to you. And don't blow it. Accept the assistance of the spiritual master, because it comes with a guarantee. And you can leave the material tabernacle. You can leave the cycle of birth and death. You can leave the sufferings and anxiety that come with simply having a body. So learn the purifying processes. There are at least 9 of them mentioned for you to follow. There are things that you're advised, don't do this, don't do that. And you can see the logic in them as soon as you read. And then there's things you do that pushes this purification process. And it's very effective. You've all had a sticker on a bottle or a jar, and you can't get it off. It's just nuts. And then you throw it in the sink and you soak it in hot water for an hour, and it almost falls off. That's the situation we're in. The instructions of the spiritual master, the teachings in the Vedic literature, the contamination gets loosened. It just about falls off. You just have to give it the time and follow the instructions, and you become free from it. Or you can do it manually and pick at it and pick at it and pick at it and tell yourself you're going to become purified, and you can do it yourself, and you don't need anybody's help, and you don't trust anybody, and it'll take for frickin' ever. It's just a nonsense, just ridiculous. So take the label of illusion and contamination off of yourself the easy way, the authorized way, the instructions of the spiritual master. Take to reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is the spiritual master for the humans on this planet. And He has written His book so that He can be in thousands of places at once through His books. And everybody can get personal instruction from His books. And everybody can understand what their duty is, what the do's and don'ts are, how powerful this is, and become purified in this very life and stop the cycle of birth and death. Go back to Godhead. Revive your purified consciousness. Attain eternal peace, bliss, happiness, in knowledge and in the association of purified spiritual beings eternally. And that's the guarantee.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.